Voluntary watches from the cross-trees of the t'gallant sail were self-imposed by more than one who would have cursed such toil under any other circumstances. As often as the sun swept over its daily arc, the masts were populated with sailors whose feet itched and who couldn't hold still on the planking of the deck below, and the Abraham Lincoln stempost hadn't even cut the suspected waters of the Pacific. As for the crew, they only wanted to encounter the Unicorn, harpoon it, haul it on board, and carve it up. They surveyed the sea with scrupulous care. Besides, Commander Farragut had mentioned that a certain sum of $2,000 was waiting for the first man who sighted the animal, be he cabin boy or sailor, mate or officer. I'll let the reader decide whether eyes got proper exercise aboard the Abraham Lincoln. As for me, I did not lag behind the others, and I yielded to no one my share in these daily observations.